Hi, listeners. Before I start, my name is Kaylee Shah. I'd like to acknowledge the country. I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of this land where I work, travel and live. I would also like to pay my respects to elders past and present and emerging. Thank you for listening and I hope you like my story.
Hello, listener. This is Eddie from the podcast with no name. We've got something a little bit different for you today. A friend of mine at my other job, apart from being a professional podcaster and a pool service technician, I also work as a health worker. And I work with a lady named Kay. And she's doing a bit of stuff on the side to try and make things better for people. I'm going to have a chat with her. And we're just going to discuss a little bit about the stuff she's doing, why she's doing it, and the benefits of doing what she's doing. So settle in and have a listen to Kaylee's story. Hello, listener. Welcome to the podcast with no name. I'm sitting here today with Kaylee from RMC Rainbow Magic Creations. I've got a few questions for Kaylee. I'm going to ask her about the company, how she set it up and so on, and what she does. I want to say good day to the listener, Kaylee.
Hello, listeners.
Now, I work with Kaylee in our other life. We are health workers at an undisclosed hospital in Sydney. Can you spell that?
So it's a bit different to usually spelling Kaylee. It's K-A-Y-L-E-E and last name is Shah, S-H-A-H.
It's ridiculous. Why have you got a hyphen?
I like it. There's nothing wrong with that. All of it. My mum gave it to me.
Fantastic. You're Aboriginal.
Yes.
Where did your people come from?
So my people come from the Wurundjeri Nation. So my people come from Bathurst, near Blue Mountains, but I always lived in southwestern Sydney all my life. I was brought up in Perrywood in Fairfield. And then I always lived around southwestern Sydney, so my first schools were in Liverpool and I grew up in Campbelltown.
We've got a lot of listeners in that area, so hopefully someone out there is going to recognise your voice and know who you are. Can you tell us a little bit about your business?
So my business is an arts and craft business. It's been doing for since 2012, so all handmade and brand new by me and my mum, Rhonda Banks. So her name's Artie Rhonda Banks and I'm K Artistic World. And we got an addition of clothing line called KNF Artistic Designs.
Yeah, I was interested to know a little bit more about the clothing line. You do fashion shows.
Yes, that's correct. So do any events from fashion shows, anyone who wants to do workshops. So we help them do creative workshops for arts and craft. We can do kids parties, anything to do with craft. Or anything to help any communities and any offence they may have.
That's terrific. I'm sure some of the listeners out there would like to get involved with that. Do you have positions for models?
Yep, so there's positions for creative connections. So creative connection can help people to start their own business or I can help photographers to get on board and help me to cooperate together.
So you're obviously a big fan of the podcast with no name. And do you know Sid?
Unfortunately, no, I don't think I do.
Look, Sid's quite a good-looking fellow, actually. He played Rocky in the recent Rocky Horror show that's live in Sydney at the moment. Would you like me to show you a photo of him?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, here's a photo of Sid.
Oh, my God, no one's ever called the Rocky Horror show.
Do you think you could get Sid a gig, like modelling in your fashion shows?
If I want to lose money, I guess so.
Oh, okay. Sid's got a lot of organisational skills. Do you think he could help out sort of behind the scenes?
If he can cover up with makeup, lots. Might have to get a professional help.
It sounds like a lot of work running this business all by yourself. How much time does it take out of your day?
Well, I say a day is a 40 hours week. I say running a business because I'm a sole trader. So it's not much money into it, but it's important time and efforts. And I guess the rewards is getting feedback, good feedback from people and reviews from patients and my customers. It's not much money, sadly, because it's a sole trader business, because people don't want to pay much for arts and craft because they want to think they can get it cheaper through manufactured. But if it's homemade, I guess it's something that is made with love, I guess, and everything.
Yeah, it must be really disappointing to put all that work into it and find that people just don't want to pay for it. I mean, is it disappointing? Does it destroy you mentally? What's the downside to that?
I guess it's a downside. As an Aboriginal person, people always buy fake art, so they don't know it's authentic, like it's real art and stuff like that. Because there's also Chinatown in Sydney, they actually sell Aboriginal artwork where it's actually not actually Aboriginal artists. So it's a bit disappointing. And I have an intellectual disability, so I like to express through art. And my mum has a disability, so we like to express through art and stuff like that. I say we're passionate about that.
Yeah, look, I've known you for a while now, and something I won't go into, but you have got a few challenges at home as well, obviously. But I think it's amazing that you've managed to do all this by yourself. It's just it's all inspiring.
Yeah, so I've got a lovely husband. I don't feel comfortable saying what he is. He has health issues, but and I'm just beautiful stepmom of three beautiful children for over 16 years. And I'm happily married. He's a good man. He also has, we're located on GoFundMe, so under Creative Connection, so help people with fashion shows who wants to be a part of my business. And then we also got Gemini Heart, so help people with chronic illnesses to help them to get equipment for homes.
Yeah, that was one of the other questions that we had here was, well, what's your reason for doing the business? What's the underlying thing that gets you out of bed each morning and gives you the motivation to continue doing what you're doing?
Just to help people. I always just give a helping hand. Sadly, in this world of ours, there's more hate than love in the world. So I like to give a lot of love and take time to help anybody.
That's amazing. And what a great reason. Where do we find you? If anybody wants to like volunteer to model some of your stuff in the next fashion show or they just want to have a look at your stuff. Have you got a website or any contact details we can get you on?
Yep. So I'm on Facebook, on Kaylee Shah. On our other Facebook is Rainbow Magic Creation. So you'll see a picture of me and my mum. And the last one, KNF Artistic Designs, picture of me and my husband. And also we're on Instagram, Kaylee Shah 1989. So it's KAYLEESHAH 1989. And we bring in our website at the end of April. It'd be under www.kartisticworld.com.au.
That is incredible. Well, I'll get a list of all that stuff off you at a later day and I'll put it up on our website and our show notes so the listener can go on and have a look and find you really quickly. What can we do to help promote your business?
Well, just give a dollar to help on our GoFundMe pages. So under Creative Connections. So Creative Connections not only just help me, it helps other people also. And also Gemini Heart. If not, just helped us give a review. Just even to say hi and see how we can help each other.
Yes, do yourself a favour. Get on here and have a look at this stuff. It's amazing. So on behalf of everybody here at the Podcast with No Name and, of course, the listener, we'd like to thank you very much for coming on and sharing this information with us.
Thank you for your time, listeners. Thank you.
Thank you, listener, for joining us tonight on the Podcast with No Name. I'd like to do a big thanks to Kaylee for coming on the show and telling us about the stuff she's doing behind the scenes. She's an incredible woman and she deserves all the accolades she gets. If you'd like to drop us an email at the Podcast with No Name, you can send it to podnoname@gmail.com. And if you'd like to donate to us, help keep our show going, you can drop us a few dollars over at patreon.com/podnoname. We'd like to thank you very much for joining us tonight, and hopefully you'll join us again. Take care and stay safe.